Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You want to read something great right now? Go to NBC Sports Philadelphia. The great Ruben Frank has dispelled 10 myths about Carson Wentz, who attended the Sixers game yesterday with Alshon Jeffrey. Here is the great Ruben Frank. Hi, Rube.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, Rube. I got to just run one thing by you before I go through the myths you uncovered. It was phenomenal stuff. Alshon Jeffrey was with Carson Wentz yesterday, and I got upset for a second because of what happened at the end of this season. Are you okay? Have you gotten past Jeffrey's drop that ended our season?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is I was looking at it. You know, they would have had a third and six probably, third and five, third and six.
Yep.
So it's not like a lock that they were going to score there. You know, they were moving the ball pretty well in that drive. But the way things have been going, it certainly – and I kind of broke it down mathematically. I tried to, like, look at the percentages of converting a third and six, and obviously they would have gone for it on fourth down. I mean, they were still in the 22-yard line. Obviously a field goal wasn't going to help. So it comes out to, like, a 30% chance that they would have – and then, you know, the Saints still would have gotten the ball back probably with some time. So – you know, I think he's an easy target, and obviously that play, you know, was crushing. But it's not like they would have won the game if he caught it. So that's, you know.
I had them not only winning that game, but the next one and the Super Bowl.
Rube,
I had them winning all three of them and having last Thursday another parade, and I'm blaming it all on him.
At least you're not blaming it on me this time.
No, I'm not. Not this time. I got to tell you. All right, so I watched every play of this entire season. And I was convinced of all these things, Wentz versus Foles. And then you went to the brilliant use you make of statistics and disproved a lot of what we saw. So let's start with myth number one. The offense functioned much better with Nick at quarterback. You found out that wasn't true.
No, it was 23 points for Carson per game and 22 for Nick, which is close. You know, it's really a push right there. But, you know, with all these things, I was surprised, too, with what I came up with. I didn't expect – I was, you know, because people have been throwing this stuff around, you know, and I was like, hey, let's check and make sure it's true. You know how Twitter is. Nobody's fact-checking on Twitter,
no.
So I figured I would do that. But, yeah, Carson actually put up more points per game than Nick did.
No, but here's the part that blew my mind. However, the defense was much better when Nick played than when Wentz played. And I was trying to figure out, Rube, if there was something that Nick was doing, maybe
Lengths
holding the ball longer.
More, maybe?
Wait, I'm trying to figure out why it was 18 points a game when Foles was the quarterback, but 23 points a game when Wentz was. Is there a theory as to why the defense would suddenly be better when Foles was playing?
Well, I just think those young defensive backs started to kind of find their way. You know, Rasul started playing better. Quavon kind of held down the slot, and guys like that started contributing. I mean, they went through that whole phase with, you know, Dexter McDougal and Shandon Sullivan.
Well,
they were playing guys out there. So I don't think it has anything to do with the quarterback. I think it has more to do with the young DBs, you know, getting Jernigan back. That kind of thing really is why. I mean, the defense averaged 18 points a game allowed in the games Nick started. If they did that in the games Carson started, it'd be a whole different story.
Here's another one. Al.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz, Nick Foles.
Right.
Who turned the ball over more? Wentz. It's not even close.
Well, they were at the end of the games.
By the way, that's not at all true.
No.
Rube, Wentz was safer with the ball than Foles was, correct?
Yeah, it's not even close. Carson averaged a turnover every 56 plays and Nick every 40 plays. So, that one surprised me too because, you know, I picture Carson fumbling, giving up the ball, but Nick did it a lot more than Carson.
All right, here's the best one to me. Al, who is better in the fourth quarter, Wentz or Nick? Is it even close?
I would say Foles.
You would say Foles, you were wrong again. Nick, Rube, tell him. Not even close.
No, this one blew my mind because Nick, out of 36 quarterbacks
right.
In the fourth quarter, Nick ranked 33rd out of 36. His passer rating was like 67, and Carson was 102.4. Carson was pretty good in the fourth quarter, and there's a conception that, you know, he struggled at the end of games, and it was really more a function of the defense being really, really bad. And, you know, but Nick had a lot of turnovers late in games. And, you know, obviously the Alshon one wasn't his fault, but he was not a good fourth quarter quarterback. He was one of the worst.
No, I need you to let that sink in for a second, what Rube is saying here, because it's mind-boggling. We think Mr. Clutch is Nick, not Wentz. Wentz can't. I think he had one drive that won us a game the whole year. Wentz was ranked the eighth best quarterback in the fourth quarter. And Nick was 33rd out of 36. That is nuts. You must have gone nuts when you saw those rankings, Rube. That's insane.
I did. I went nuts. And I was surprised. All these surprised me. And it's really not about Nick. I mean, this shouldn't take anything away from Nick, because Nick did what he did. Nobody will ever take that away from him. It's really more about Carson. And you know, there seems to be like two different standards. You know, Nick goes out and has an average game, and we think he had an incredible game. Carson has a really good game, and we think he had an average game. And, you know, I think it has to do with expectations and where they were drafted and that whole thing. But the reality is Carson wasn't that bad last year.
No. And then you're so good at setting you up for the ending. And then the ending is, well, consistency. That's the one thing. You're not going to win the stat battle with consistency, but you're going to be so much better, you know, game by game. And then you break that down, and this was unbelievable. It was 7 out of 8 of the best games were Wentz versus Foles. Wentz 122.2. Wentz 120.3. Wentz 119.6, 119.6, 115.3, 108.6, 102.5. Those are all Wentz's passer ratings in games. Foles only got in there once at 120. Otherwise, Wentz had all the best games. Rube, Wentz was better than Foles this year. True?
It is true. And you know, Nick had the one great drive at the end of the Chicago game and a good start in New Orleans, and he was really, really good against the Texans.
Yeah.
But other than that, he was mediocre to bad. And, you know, it's tough to – I mean, we love him so much for what he brought to the city, but, you know, when you take the emotion out of it and kind of look at it, just look at the facts, you know, and it comes down to, can they really afford to cut ties? That's what it's all about. Can they afford to cut ties with the guy who won a Super Bowl? Well, the reality is the guy that won the Super Bowl in the big picture hasn't been as consistent, as productive as Carson Wentz.
So I'm telling you, Rube, I read this, and I go, this is not an opinion. These are facts.
Yeah.
These are
right.
Statistical analysis of what happened. And suddenly, my sadness when Nick makes it official that he's going out there to sign with somebody else, I'm going to say, well, the better guy is still here. That's Wentz. That changed a lot of the way I thought, because it's fact. Does it change, Rube? Will it soften the blow in this city when Nick does leave, because you've proven, even in this season, Wentz was considerably better than Foles?
No.
won't soften the blow. No.
No, of course not, because yeah. I mean, Nick did something nobody's ever done here, and we'll always, you know, appreciate him and love him, and you know, his personality and the way he wears his heart on the sleeve and how much he loves it here. So it's going to be hard to see him go. But it's also, I mean, this is going to be a really good team for the next, whatever, 8 to 10 years with Carson, a quarterback, as well.
All right. I just got to know this last thing, because there's not a better person working with numbers than you are in this city, past or present. Are you also great around the house, Rube? Are you tremendous? Like Johnson built the kitchen. Are you really great around the house?
I've never built a kitchen.
I know, but you, like, you have a faucet leaks, you can fix it.
Yeah, I can do a faucet, yep.
Right. I want you
put
to
a washer.
Know.
I can put a washer in there or something.
7 out of 11 men in American households can fix a faucet.
Okay.
7 out of 11?
Well, I made that number up. I have nothing on it. I just thought you would react well to a stat.
I'm not buying 64%. But...
All right, fine. Look, he broke down the percentage.
You didn't ask Rube, who's a music aficionado, what he thinks of Brett Myers as a musician.
I gotta do that. I gotta do that.
Oh no!
You
no,
really?
Don't do this to
no,
me.
Hold on, Rube. Rhea, thank you. You just saved me, Rube. You gotta help me with this because people don't even realize this unless they read your comments. You are just as knowledgeable, if not more, on music as you are on sports. Is that correct?
I would say that's fair.
All right, and Brett Myers is the former Philly who now has a band. Right?
Yeah.
And I wanted you to hear, he's got a new album out. There's a big piece in the Daily News today.
Oh.
Do you know anything about this at all?
I don't. I do not.
You've never heard the Backwoods Rebels?
No, and I'm afraid to.
No, and I want you to hear this.
We might lose Rube.
I need an instant analysis of this without using stats. Former Philly lead singer and songwriter for the Backwoods Rebels, here's his big hit, Yoga Pants.
It was early in the morning, and I was headed out the door. I saw my neighbor jogging, and I wanted to see more. I took another look, I had to take that chance. It was the best damn thing that I have seen, and it's those damn yoga pants. They were made for men to stare. Don't think she's wearing underwear. My day gets better when I catch a glance.
Ruben Frank, please your analysis of Brett Myers and the Backwoods Rebels.
I really like that song.
You do?
The lyrics. I really like the lyrics.
All right, come on, Rube. Don't play with me. You like me? That's very sexist. That's not politically correct. That's horrible.
I'm not going to sit here and rip Brett Myers' country song about yoga pants. Come on.
Ruben Frank, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
That wasn't real, was it?
No,
it's real.
It's real.
And there's a great video that
iTunes,
goes with it.
iTunes, Rube. Go check it out.
You got to see the video. The video. We're not doing it justice on the radio. You got to see the video.
Yeah, they're not as good as that Pinelands band, but he's right there.
But it's great. Thanks, Rube. See you.
Okay.
Ruben Frank.
In his next column,
he'll write about it.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
He will.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.